Was there an earthquake in Japan or just a nuclear catastrophe? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've all heard about those nuclear plant workers.
Having to go into the reactor buildings wearing bulky respirators. They're having to work even by flashlight.
This is also scary that in West Coast cities, we have people clearing the shelves of potassium iodide pills as protection from a nuclear accident 5,000 miles away. And then what do? They get into a car where they're sitting on about 13 gallons of highly flammable gasoline. Then they join a bunch of drivers, half of whom are making cell calls or sleepy or drunk, and they cross bridges which could come down in an earthquake 1,000 times gentler than what hit Japan. Then they sleep in unreinforced homes in a neighborhood full of sex predators. Yes, these plant workers are heroes, as is every firefighter who puts on a bulky respirator to go into a dark, smoke-filled, possibly collapsing building, which happens every single day. And of course, radiation releases are scary. But scarier than an axis-shifting earthquake and the biggest tsunami since Noah? Maybe we like to scare ourselves about nuclear power because it takes our minds off the daily gauntlet of dangers we've come to accept. Of course, we'd all prefer to get our power from solar panels and windmills and by hooking generators to millions of squirrel cages if the animal rights people would allow that. But these things are taking a while. So in the meantime, we're going to need flammable oil and explosive gas and fish-killing dams and radioactive nukes. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to boot up our computers and continue tweeting how scary nuclear power is. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.